بالذات انا فلان او عمله كذا وبتاعي اعطي ترتيب للشغل. The first 5 points, this is you have to summarize and introduce yourself, explain, then take the permission, expose, and then get your position where you'd like to be when you're asked to examine the system.
If I start to do the examination,
you shall consider me. You didn't take a permission?
After permission, after everything, but now I'm into examination and the patient is okay, got the consent, but he doesn't want me to expose
شيء تتجمع يعني مثلا اول ما اي واحد يسالني وانا نايم كده examine this patient my name did 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 I'm here to examine you can I do it exactly do it believe me and you pass all exam from now till ان شاء الله تصير بروفيسور لان this is the right way نحن مشكلتنا ايش مشكلتنا انه بعض احنا ناخذ هذه الستبز السمبل I don't need to do it خلاص انا بس الليل الشباب جابوا لي انه والله عندنا ثلاثه نقول غيرني مخططين واربع امبريكال كذا ما جيت خلاص انا جهت عن جوانا اول ما يدخل على المريض نقول examine the patient انا معك بالتبع محرز وهذا المريض تبغى تجزم الابدون من جبه زي كذا يقول سامع لك نفاس كيف حالك؟ ايوه الابدون ايوه هذه ايوه هذا سويلينج ذا سويلينج ذا بعدين يجي يقول كيف دائما بيور ليفل لكن الليفل اللي هم مثلا 4 5 ولا سمثينج مو سينيور يقول انه هو ذات اي نيد فور هيم دايجنوز لكن انت لا ابغاك تقول لي سلام عليكم يا خال اسمي فهد بان محرز الدكتور طلب مني اني افحص بطنك ممكن افحص بطنك؟ ايوه انا ام جوينج تو فوز ناو فروم هير تو لا يو دونت نيد تو لا تيجي تقول بعد كده انا لما افحص البطن ابدا اول ما ابدا واقف بعدين اجي من الجب تقول تشكو مع السلامه باقي كم باقي لك 2 مينتس بس لا تقول تفضل تمام الان ابغى اديك اكسلنت جريد انه كلكم سويتوا نفس الكلام لا هو شو الفرق عاد ابدا اقول لك يلا ايش حتسوي؟ حبدا اسوي جديد جديد تمام فدائما دائما مورالز لايك ذيس ويل بي اسك اسمي وانا هنا ممكن تسمح لي بعد كده اكسبوز واروح اوفر كده كده ما تفرق ما تفرق معايا ايش نوع الاكزام اللي انا بسويه هيد نت ادمن لم كارديو فاسكولار نور اللي تبغاه تمام دائما دائما تريت بيشنت وذ ريسبكت تمام ليه لانه ستيل هيز ا هيومن يعني ما في احد يقوم يشتشت فيك ولا حاجه ممكن 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 جامد تفضل
يوجوال انفورميشن وي هاف تو اكسبلين وات وي هاف وات يو جوينج تو اكسبوز ان ذا بيرميشن
ايوه ايوه انت البرميشن حقك انك يو ار جوينج تو دو ذات اكزام تجي تقول حال بس ابغى بطني وما يفرق معاه بطني تفتح لي من الصدر الى الركبه ولا الصدر الى اخر شيء توريني اصابعي كلها هو خلاص بيقول طيب تفضل لكنها نايس كمان لما تيجي يقول ممكن افحصك يقول لك ايه تفضل تجي طيب ممكن بس ارفع هذه واشوف هنا يقول لك تفضل 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 شوف هذه كلمه طيبه ممكن تريح كثير وتريحك منها تكسب وقت انت لما تحس انك انت ماشي على نظام وزي كذا زي ما اقول لك انت ماشي دائما ابغى اتكلم مع نفسك ايوه اي هاف تو انتدوس ماي سيلف اكسبلين تيك بيرميشن اكسبوز اند بوزيشن اي هاف تو انتدوس ماي سيلف اند اكسبلين اند تيك بيرميشن اكسبوز اند ذن افتر ذيس بوزيشن دائما دائما زي كذا روتين صارت عندك وتلقائيا حتشوف الدكاتره يقول لكم على كذا دحين معك فراغ اول ما يقول السلام عليكم انا معي الدكتور فلان فلان وهذول الاطباء معانا في دكاتره يدخلوا كيفك يا خالد طيب مبسوط الحمد لله لا اليوم هيز اوكي ونزل لأن أنت أول مرة تشوفه هو أول مرة يشوفك من هو؟ عشان كده في بعض الناس يزعلوا من الجامعة إنه يقول لك يا أخي يجيبوا الناس تمرر علينا كل ما ندري من داخل من خارج لكن لو تنتديوس هي ريسبكت البيشنت ريسبكت ذا هول انستتيوت اند ريسبكت يو شفت هذه في ستيبس سمبل بس في لها معنى كبير مرة تمام فصار فيرست ستيب فور أني إكزام على طول يو هاف تو دو ذا 5 بوينتس ذن نقول للسبيسيفيك فور ذات بارت أني بارت يو ويل بي اسك You have to do the four sequence. يعني you cannot put scope قبل تقولي what you inspect. You cannot put your hand قبل تقولي what you inspect. The same thing. You have to inspect first, then put your hand, then do the percussion, and then do the sculptation. But this is also memorizing. You have to memorize. ما عاد فيها. If at any time you inspect and then tell me I put scope, I'll fail. لأن ما يهمني الدياجنوز. يهمني الستيب وايز يو ار جوينج ار يو سيستماتيك اور نو بس هترجع هتقعد تعرض قدامي برضه ما يهمني، يهمني انك انت سويت هذا الستيب. ايوه مع السلامه. وانا يجيني شيخ والد زي كده وحطيت له انسبكت، بعدين حط يده كده في الفيديو كده حط السكرتيج ما سوى برفكشن، هذا مع السلامه. اذا عرق هذا ريق والثاني لا ما يخرج شيء. فدائما دائما ممارسه تاكدس اي هاف تو سبيك اند ذن هاف تو البيت اند هاف تو فكس اند اسكرتيج. في ارياز يقول لك يا اخي ما احتاج احط برفكشن ولا ما احتاج، انت ما هي مسؤوليتك في شيء. لما تيجي تقول لي والله انا ناو جوينغ تو بركس، ايش اسال اقول؟ غريبه ايه والله انا جوينغ تو بركس. I don't think we need to do it really in the neck. يقول لا راس. لكن الاوبوزيت از رونج. ان وين لما تيجي تقول لي انا اي انسبكت اي بالبيت اي اسكالتيت، يقول لك يو ديدنت ميس اني ثينج؟ تقول لي ها؟ لا بكش اصلا ما نحتاج. شوف فانت قول لي انا اقول لك ما نحتاج عشان يجيك الفول مارك. لكن انت جنبك بعدين تيجي تقول لي لا اي تيك فروم يو مارك. فلو سيكونس في اني اكزامينيشن فور اني اورجن بعد ما اخذت ميد دخلت اخذت البرميشن واكسبلين سوري انتروديوس ماي سيلف واكسبلين واكسبوز وقعدت في البوزيشن اني اي هاف تو دو ذيس فور ريسبكت فالبي بيركس اند سكالبي. تمام؟ ناو ويل جو ذا اورجنز جنرالي وي سبيك اباوت ذيم. ناو وين يو ستارت تو سبيك اباوت هيد اند نيك اكزامينيشن وات يو ويل be general exposure. General exposure?
Upper chest.
ممتاز. Up to the upper chest. The neck is up to the upper chest. But generally, لو حط شمال شيله غطوة شيلها كل شيء. يعني it has to be totally exposed the head and the neck. تمام؟ الليفل حقك إلى النبل. You have to see. The upper chest. تمام؟ هذا lower part. Now usually you like the patient when you examine head and neck, which is specific for head and neck. If I ask you to examine head and neck, you will tell me. I'll come, introduce myself, and explain, take the permission, and then after this, I'm going to expose the patient up to the level of the upper chest. Your position, what would be? Head and neck examination. For the patient, he has to be sitting. And you?
For the right side.
Head and neck.
Front.
For the examination, for the inspection, inspect from the front. For the examination,
on the side?
Not the right, you have to be in the back position. تمام؟ هذا هو you have to flex the neck a little bit. فهذا هو البوزيشن اللي نحن نتكلم عنه، تمام؟ So generally, the exposure بالنسبة للمريض is the whole thing up to the level of the nipple, lower. And then my position, I have to be standing. The patient, he has to be sitting. Not, I can't examine the neck while the patient is spine. هذا typical, the ideal. بعد كده تقول لي لا أنا أحتاج إني أنوم زيادة. ليش؟ عشان ابغى اشوف كذا وبشوف هذه يسمونها دائما وفي بالك ايش اللي بتسويه؟ بعد ما تسوي انسبكشن بركشن ستيشن عادي انا ما حوقف واقول اوه والله نسي شيء فوق ولا شيء لا اقول افتر ذيس اي هاف تو دو ذيس اي هاف تو دو ذات اقول ممتاز اخذ منك يسمونه اد اكزامينيشن اند يو ار الاو تو دو تمام ليه؟ لانه في الاخير انت يو هاف تو دايجنوز وير يو ار جوينج تمام؟ مش انا فصارت هذه النقطه الاساسيه اول ما حاجه بالنسبه لهيد النيك اي هاف تو بي in front of the patient for the exam and behind sorry for the inspection and for the exam I have to be behind the patient. The patient position he has to be sitting or she has to be sitting in sitting position. تمام. Now this is the general view located to the head and neck. We'll ask you will go to the abdomen and I'll ask you the same. What will be the position of the patient, what will be your position and what will be the exposure after the other which is the introduction plus the explanation and the definition. تمام. Now the general assessment will go for a general called inspection for this for the patient head and neck. Why we said you have to sit the patient? Because when you inspect, you have to look at the general. شوف الراجل عنده أذن عنده أذن عنده خشم عنده خشم. General skull. بعد كده شوف النك. تمام. What's the general inspection is to tell me what could be the abnormal. عشان كده بقول لك you have to look to the normal. Then you can identify the abnormal for that person. تمام. But usually when you mention, everything looks okay. Bilateral regarding the ear, nose, the head, macula, eye, microcephaly, macrocephaly, neck looks okay, ما فيها بالنسبة لي أي venous, أي lymph node, swelling. This is the general thing you have to look for it. ليه؟ ممكن واحد من الإكزام حقك يجيبوا لك إذن مش مقطوعة، ما يهمني. لو ممكن تيجي تفوت تتفرج زي كده، إيز أوكي وكمل. لا. When you speak, you have to mention it in the general. نورمال لازم عنده اثنين، نورمال لازم عنده انف، لازم عنده اي، لازم بعد كده ابدا اشوف هل في سويلينج هذا وانا ام فيلينج يو don't expect you find a new ministry. Yani don't make your musical and if you find something. No, no, no. Mention it and you'll find it. But don't put it in your brain. عشان كده استعجل. لا 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 زي كده. Even if by inspection you missed the thing, I reinforce it to you. Are you sure the neck is normal? In my position like this, when I'm in front of the patient, that looks normal. Why لا في swelling هنا كده بس بالجنب. هذه good point for you. لأنه أنا normal ممكن متأكد أنا لو جاي في front of the patient I want to see something lateral on the لكن لما أجي بالجنب ممكن أنا أحسن. لكن أنت اللي what you did is right لأنه normal. But then I add you something too. لكن opposite is wrong. لأن لما يجي مثلا وأنا جاي suspecting زي كده oh yeah this is normal وأنا ماشي في الويدنج. معدي. برجع أقول لك هذا normal؟ تقول لي إيه normal. فين اللي بنراجع؟ أوه صح صح. هذا ما انتبهت له لان كان اسمان مركز لي انا لازم اللي حيجيبوا لي ثايرويد ديول ولا حيجيبوا لي ليمف نود ولا حيجيبوا لي كاروتيد بادي ولا حيجيبوا لي فين نو فيجوا لي لوك از يو ار رايت فور نورمال بيرسون از ذس نورمال يس اب نورمال ذن اي ميشن ذات مان فجنرال سبيكشن يوجوالي فور سكاب هير ان نود هيد ان فور فين سويلينج نو وين وي سبيك يوجوالي بيكوز يو اكسبوز اب تو ذا ابر تشيست واي ام ريبيتينج بيكوز ذيس ار ذا بوينت يو هاف تو اندرستاند When we ask for exposure, you have 10 meters. If you couldn't do it, I'd allow you to go to the second step. Now, what's important in the neck when you examine by inspection is to know the anatomy. But there is something called anterior triangle, posterior triangle in neck. But now, the patient is sitting, and I'm in front of the patient, and looking, generally, ear, eye, nose, I go to the neck, everything looks okay. When I examine in the front and sitting, while I'm in the front, I have to know where is the anterior and where is the posterior triangle. Why? Because for description later on, where is the mass? Is it in the anterior triangle or posterior? That's the main feature of the neck. Here is the mastoid. This is the mastoid. Anything here? This is the anterior. Anything here? This is the posterior. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now the posterior, the doctor, when I am in front of the patient sitting, I may not see the posterior. When we mention it, it's a big lump. While you are standing in the front, you see. But then you say this is the posterior or anterior. Very important is to know first. Posterior pleidomastoid is this abnormality, anterior to it or posterior, anterior triangle, posterior triangle. The second, general looking inspection, diamond when you inspect anything, what you will see, what I'll see is level of skin. I cannot see what level behind the skin, that's the general. Is there any changes in the skin, like discharges, color, change in the color, ulceration, mass bulging, pulsating, something. This is one. The second, when we speak generally at that level, is this one or multiple, and localized at this area, this, is it diffuse or single? But this is the general one you inspect. Inspect, sit the patient, be in the front, look to the neck now, we finish from the head, and is this the anterior, this is the anterior muscle, this anterior triangle, this anterior triangle? Ah yes, there is something at the center. Or no, there is something at the right, there is something at the left, anterior, posterior, up, down, one or multiple. Changes in the skin, yes. Now I'd like to do more maneuver. Why? Because what I look is normal. I'll ask him to swirl. Is there anything moving? Yes. Why is the kerchief moving? No, there is a lump moving. You through the tank. There is another called maneuver. You could add it to do it. Why we do it in the inspection? Because till now I didn't put my hand. Till now I'm inspecting. Normally I didn't find anything. I asked him to swirl here. Yeah, now something appeared. Through the tank, there's something appearing. General inspection. I sit the patient, I have to be in the front, I have to identify the normal look, then to the neck, I have to find the sternopleidomastoid, say anterior posterior, skin changes, lump, single or multiple or diffuse, then the additional maneuver by protruding the tongue or asking the patient to swallow. Now, this is the anatomy usually when we speak about the posterior and anterior triangle. Now, this is the general examination. Now, when you look like this, exactly, the patient will be in front of you. Now everybody will look to this one as a general. Now, examine.
On the front side,
are you examining this one? This is the patient I need to examine.
Yeah, but that's an absence
in the pain. Okay.
I have to introduce myself.
Excellent.
Who am I and what
can
I do?
Yes, you can say. Go ahead.
Then
thanks.
I'll tell her what area I'm going to expose.
Excellent. You'll expose her up to the level of the ligament. Then? Where you would be?
After telling her, I'll sit and want to look.
Excellent. And she would be sitting like that. Remember? Now, where did you find? You did this part. Next. It's fiction. Kid, do you know? Huh? Sure.
No.
Montaz.
Montaz.
Montaz. Montaz, go. This is your finished day. What about the next?
Also no. From the front.
Sure.
From that
front. From the side or from the front?
No. You're telling, I'm asking them the next. Don't tell me from side or neck. You have to do it front. Not here, side. Now we are in the front. Take Sheikh Ahad the permission, explain, mashallah, alayh, and talk to the sports. Now, look normal.
I don't see any abnormality in the evening.
Skin is normal, no ulceration, no.
That's the general. You look normal, yes, it's normal. But generally, is there any change in the skin? You mentioned it once? No. Second, any protruding? Nothing. Nothing to protrude. Generally, if you concentrate, you will find there is a
protruding.
Which is here. You'll find it by the
line. Yeah,
so usually, the skin notch at this area, you will be a little bit. But see, generally, why I put this picture is to start the way, not to say front side or arc. You're going to exam, you're going to get it. Normally, it looks normal. But diamond, that will be the way to examine the person, to start immediately to introduce, explain, take a permission, suppose, and I'll be in the front. See, that's the word, you mention it. Then you look, generally, you have to wear nose, eye, everything is okay. And they'll go down to the neck, nothing in the skin it could identify, no masses. And then after that, I'll ask if I can do lateral or something. Yes, you can. Or otherwise, we'll clap, that's enough for you. You did it right, you don't need to do that. Yeah. Now, if I'd like to examine the trachea, how will I examine the trachea? هذا النرج يعني ما مال علاقة بالجسم. يا سواس. وعليكم السلام. ويل بان بان يس 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 كل كل بروح مستني مستكير ولا. نعم. سنو الجسم.
From the front, then look at the position of the trachea to the sternomastoid muscle.
Yes, that's the general thing. Do you examine from the front or behind?
Front.
Front one. Is it by inspection or palpation or expectation or percussion?
Palpation.
By palpation, but not by inspection. Now we'll go to the second thing, which is the palpation. We did the inspection, we'll go for the palpation. Usually when we palpate, only the exception, we do the palpation in the front of the patient, is for the trachea. Well, otherwise, all your patient has to be on the back. You flex the neck a little bit and start to palpate. And now, what I'm supposed to find in the palpation? The first important of any palpation, anything, is to find pain. Pain, symptoms. The sign had the tinder. But this is when you come to excuse. The most common symptom of something, I mean, meningitis, is rebound. I don't know, not ولا نفس الشيء تندرنس هذا نعم ممكن يقول لك pain ايوه حلس بالعكس صغير the most illicit sign of appendicitis is pain in the right leg or sign something you have to bet but usually for palpation for anybody any system any organ is tinder pain pain the symptoms the sign حاجة حتى تندرنس فبالتالي تبدأ superficial عشان تشوف فيه ما في ألم then it goes deep. But the patient has to be gentle and superficial, and then deep. Superficial for the tenderness. But to elicit any tender things, to elicit any surfaces. Sure? That's the important thing, superficial gentleness. Deep, for to get more the characteristic of that swelling, or for an organ. You try to identify that organ, is that a medial or a normal organ? But usually it will be, but the only one thing for the trait is to be standing in the front. And otherwise the examination, which is this the maneuver to examine the trait. It will be by the three finger, both in the same joints of the suprasternal notch, which is the cervical joint, and the center, that's for the trait. You see the trait, the center, the getting to the right, the getting to the left. Well, otherwise, when you do any palpate for the neck, you have to be from the back. flex the neck a little bit because of the extension, will be stretching the skin. You can't go deep. Relax the skin, it will go deeper to that one. So that's the general when we speak about the palpation. So usually, any palpation has to be by both hands. I have to stand behind the patient and flex the neck anteriorly. Then, what's the important thing about the palpation is the tenderness for the superficial. For the deep, is to find any mass. Mass, you have to look for the surface, attachment, size, position, and then the consistency, and then the issues.
Mobility.
Mobility or the issues of the the I examine my tenderness, my mass, and go to the maneuvers to explain moves. Could I do this? Could I do that? Moment? Ask, swallow? Yes. Even if you find the mass, when you tell me all the characteristics of a mass, well, you ask for additional maneuver in some moment. Ask the patient to swallow. Ask the patient to twist the neck here, flex the neck here, extend the neck. That's adding more marks for you. Say, yes, that's good. Why? To find more for toward your diagnosis. Is this thyroglossalsis? Is this thyroid? Is this a lymph node? Is this a carotid body? First, I maneuver. That's in the assess, identify for me a mass. But here, for differential, add exams. Maneuvers, بالنسبة للنت, هي يعتمد على الماس اللي انت would like to diagnose. Like, when I examine by palpation, I found central, which is a midline mass, and it is 2x2, and sperm consistency, and it's attached to the underlying structure. The skin is not attached to the skin. ما فيها أي palpation, ما فيها أي thrill. Now, what am I supposed to do? That central mass, is it a thyroglossal cyst or no? It's a thyroid cartilage. What I'm asking, I'm asking to prove the tongue. Prove the tongue moving. Like, in essence, you identify by you palpating. I do need a diagnosis. I need to identify something. There is abnormality. But I did some maneuvers on the to put my differential diagnosis. I did a history, physical examination. I did then I put a clinical diagnosis and differential. If they want to do it in mass, ما هحتاج منك تنزل لسانه شيء. ويجي يقول لك إيش تتوقعه؟ تقول لي thyroglossalsis. أقول لك طيب. Did you confirm it? What you do? هل احتاج اروح اسوي التراساوند ولا اسوي سكان ولا انفستيجيشن؟ لا لا تقولي لا بس خلي مد لسانه واشوف. ممتاز نرجع من جديد للمريض. مد لسانك اتحرك الى الايتيز. طيب وات دو نكست؟ شوف هذا المانوفر زياده لكن من الاساس لما انا اسوي البرفيشن هل دو اي نيد تو دو ذا مانوفر؟ يس ات ذا اند بس نوت ات ذا بيجنينج. يعني حطيت يدي جيت الماس عادي قبل لا اشوف السايز حقها والكونسستنسي وديدت وانا مد لسانك. أنا أكمل طاق حقي بعدين في الأخير هذا المنوبر الزيادة. نفس الشيء بالنسبة للإنسبكشن. لما نبغى إنسبكت من فرونت وأنا شايف كل شيء تمام ماشي من أحسن ما يكون ما أول ما طالع كده شايف شيء على الجيم أقول له تعال الجيم الجيم كده لف الفرق واحد. لا لا كمل الفحص حقي أقول I identify the mass which is in posterior and little bit not obvious for me. Can I come from the side? Yes, go from the side. هذا المنوبر الثاني تبغى تسويه تمام. لكن ما أجي أسألك أقول لك examine the neck تروح على طول من السايد لا الفين لازم تكون فرق. لا لأن الماس ناف في النور ما يهم الماس في النور تبقى من فرونت ودو الـ ABCs تبعه وبعد كده second step ask me and I'll permit you to do the second step for you to differentiate what's going on at that step. تمام؟ now what's important as we mentioned about the palpation also for the pulse if we like to detect the carotid pulse in the neck and that will be one step for and of course, like that. That the maneuver only for the trachea. Anybody will ask you to examine the trachea, you'll say, yes, I have to be in the front, not in the back, even though it is by palpation. Well, otherwise, any palpation of the neck, you have to be in the back. You have to be. Most of the time, our case will be a thyroid, and everybody will be coming, taking the permission, after introduction, explaining, and then exposing the patient. After that, you will go for the your position, standing like this. Oh, thyroid, yeah, there is a swelling in the right thyroid. Oh yes, this is the thyroid. You repeat. After inspect, you found the mass. Now I'm going to examine the trach. Put the trach. I'm now ممكن ممكن يفعلها باسم رايتي بس عشان ابغى احط الناحيه اليمين ايوه نزلي راسك على تحت ايوه كده that's what I need from you to do when you practice to do the right believe me you'll get the diagnosis لكن مشكلتنا نحن دائما diagnosis في راسنا عشان كده نجم عشان بوصل له بضيل الاستشاري الدكتور ان انا فاهم الموضوع كله وهذا العكس دائما you will be great because of your steps wise how you are doing it not the diagnosis you don't need the diagnosis from me you did this you did that you found it you didn't find it it's not my problem but the problem that you did it right now you came and examined that patient that there is a lump and you didn't find it do you think I'm going to fail you know you will pass sure you're not sick 100% but at least you get 90 now when you are in a more senior case I mean course has close to be a physician that's the time I need a diagnosis because now I taught you what to do the right how to examine right now the second step how to find the diagnosis but if you miss the diagnosis by that level I start to give you a hint to find it like before you know like jumping immediately oh yeah there is a right thyroid nodule while you are standing beside the patient like oh yeah there is a right there that's fair I know there is a nodule in the right there this is the way you did it wrong you need to do it right then find for me a diagnosis tamam now we'll go again for the issue of the percussion in the neck is there a percussion
no.
yes only one thing to percuss never here what for the issue
what?
Any thyroid mass or anything yani usually when you percuss at the bone hip resonance but when it is done there is a tissue behind the minute you stay now tamam that's the only one area to percuss in the neck then you need to percuss up go left go right go no only percussion at that level I'll come back in the front I have to use yes 100% and now if I'll ask you to examine any neck you do this step auscultation the same thing for the carotid if you'd like or for the mass if you are feeling the mass right? but the very important when you examine a neck generally is to go by these steps twice right? but we'll go back now right? for the issue of this one now I'll ask you to examine this issue that patient and to the right
first I introduce myself
excellent
and then I check why I'm here and
excellent
detective admission then exposure after that inspection in front of important inspect
the patient is name or that's all
no no sitting
sitting good
How
do you inspect?
Looks normal in front. Now it's just swelling.
Is it in the side vein? Is it in the side vein? Probably
yes, you can't see it.
Oh, fine, do it. Nothing.
Swelling in the thyroid in front.
Good.
Then palpation.
Yes, what do you do?
Just start thyroid fluid.
No.
Okay.
Excellent. While I'm still standing, I'll examine the tray. Three finger fatigue. Two on the joint and one. But then after that, what will you do? We did examine the tray. And we did the inspection.
I need to put a compression. One in front of the patient with the compression of the retro stomach.
Yes.
Stern.
No.
Go from behind.
Yes.
Yeah,
go
behind.
From behind. Already you did the trip. You just said, "Oh, my soul." About the patient, gotta go from the back. You need to get the trip. Trip from the front, then immediate. This will be the answer. But the valvation go in the back.
Flexing it.
Excellent. Then I'll do the superficial and the deep.
After that, I'm
Excellent. Nothing. No masses. Nothing bad. After the valvation.
After the valvation, I will do the percussion.
Percussion. Percuss in the neck.
No.
Where?
The clavicle. I'm going to have to go to the front and the clavicle.
Excellent.
Percuss in the clavicle.
Excellent. That only one?
No.
Palpate. Sorry, percuss the clavicle.
Similar notch.
مش
معنى بس كده هو يقول لك كده ما
بعرف
لا لا صح هو
هذا
بس لا تخاف ما حد يقول بركس ويش
اسمه انا ما بعرف كل من بس شو
لا بس من بركس هنا
اي نو بركس لي وان بوزيشن اي نو بركس بنك مع التشاور البوم
من بركس
ها شيخ وين البركس؟ لا اللي وراء. ها؟ لا يتيت. إيوه.
استير.
بالضبط اللي هي من جوا. استير هذا. بس ده اللي وراء. إذا نقد خل استير. ينو استير من ستو بارت. بس superior part. ولا upper part. تمام؟ دل معناها في extension. resonant معناها no extension. تمام؟ escalation. وين الاسكالتو؟ إيوه. ممتاز. إذا أريد سوينج وسكتيت أو مانوفر إكسترا مانوفر بدلك تبي سكتيت الكارثة.
Why I would سكتيت the swelling itself؟
إيوه.
مش أتوقع إنه راح.
This will be the second ما شاء الله كورس. Six four five one. The differential diagnosis. What the differential diagnosis? Lump in the neck. تمام؟ But that's different. Totally different. تمام؟ ولا usually سكتيت for any mass for what? Any mass. General mass في أي مكان في البطن. Excellent. Corvascular. شوف في بروي ولا ما في بروي. في بروي معناه باس. خلاص بس هذا. سلام البلان فور سيرجي. راح في ويل كريم. تضرب شيء باس ولا تضرب ويل كريم. Now this is the extra for any exam. If you say general, by the end of your exam, I'm also have to look for the general. General exam. Your weight, the pulse, your vitals. Generally, وبعد كده including the signs of anemia. Now we'll go to the abdomen. تمام؟ We finish from head and neck examination. Any question? No. But what will be the first step in abdominal examination? Chief. Excellent. Second. Introduce yourself.
Ask for permission. Explain why you are
excellent.
Here.
Excellent. Three.
Exposure.
Permission.
Permission.
Four.
Five. The
position
of the
ممتاز.
ايش
البوزيشن بالنسبة first? ايش الاكسبوجر بالنسبة للابن?
From the
nipple
to the
mid thigh. Position where will be?
Side.
Maybe. Side. Maybe. Yes or no?
I'm right-handed or left-handed.
Kneel down, that's the position for examination of that thing. But before you start that, the first step you have to be in the foot. In the foot of the patient is important. Now what's the position of the patient?
Lie down.
That's the way. Usually the patient will be supine and minimal you put a small one if we flat. But to be flat that would be the better or cat 5 degrees in bed now in the same issue. I have to be to the right of the patient to mean that the full exam will be done like that. But usually the inspection starts standing. But now if I come to examine the abdomen, I'll ask to examine the abdomen immediately. To introduce myself, explain, take a permission, I'll expose, mention it like that, and I'm going to position myself. If I'll ask you what's the exposure? This. If you didn't mention it, I'll tell you. What's the point? This position, I need to be in the right position, kneeling down, but before I have to be in the front. That's the problem. Now, after you introduce yourself, the abdomen is extending, the exposure up to the energy. Patient will be flat in the pillow, the lung is beside. Sit or knee, that would be an exposure. Now, what's the important thing is at this level, is you have to know the abdomen is extending to three compartments, one in the chest, one in the pelvis, and the middle part. And not only to examine for me the watch between the rib cage and the pelvis. No, you say that's the three parts of the abdomen I need to examine, which is usually theory. Now, the normal position will be the upper position. That's when the patient, I mean, position up here. Now, this is the additional exam. If you'd like to do an additional exam, like somebody who has acute abdomen and his muscle, yes, is totally gone. I mean, how to relax muscle. The same thing when we did to the neck, we flex the neck a little bit anteriorly. For the abdomen, flex the hip. for them with the knee flexion. Tamam? That will help you, and also relax on the head as much as you can. That when we say about the examination, what would be the first step in examination? You expose the patient, you position the patient, you position yourself. Now we start by first one.
Inspection.
First, inspection of the abdomen, where I'll be standing.
At the level of the abdomen.
First inspection, you have to be
just
in the
so you have to know.
General, like this, to see if there is any asymmetry. That's the general inspection.
Put at the patient?
Yes, you put at the patient. And standing كده وقدام شوف كل شيء ممتاز ما في bulge من ناحية معينة ما في something pulsating ما في كل شيء تمام breathing is okay now to confirm it I have to go to the side تمام but that's the important step أبدأ أول شيء شوف there's moving the breathing you know any cities medical bilateral and skin changes nothing but to confirm it I come back to the side and knee and the patient is important to me like this because this will be my eye level تمام. Second, if I couldn't kneel, what I do, bring the patient up. You could stand, but you have to be the patient in front of your eye at that level. But kneel, that's the usual you mention. You'll do it like this. Don't feel shy. Don't feel, no, I don't need to do it. No, I'll do it. Then I'll stop you. When you come back and the patient is laying there and kneel like this and look to the patient, no, no, you don't need to do this. I'll go like, fast, come. I'll go tight. And I can examine him, I'll go here. Put the wagon, move the patient. The first thing is inspection. Well, inspection, as we mentioned, we look to the level of the skin. Stand, and then knee to the right of the patient. Inspect. First, any skin changes, mapping.
Any veins?
Distinction, mapping. Umbilicus, mental, nafsan mental. Tamam? Mass,
scars,
nerves, veins, shape. But usually, that's the level of the skin or the contour of the abdomen. But that's the usual one we expect about that. Second thing about the movement of the breath, and then I'll ask last about the cuff impulse. Because the cuff impulse, you know, it has two parts. Parts is inspection, parts is by palpation. But usually, when I expect the abdomen, stand in the foot, and then move by yourself. I will not ask you to move. Everything looks from here normal. I go from there, I expect everything looks normal. Not shape, breathing okay, everything looks not abnormal, it's the scars or the shell they had, not any distinction anywhere or asymmetry anywhere. Then I ask to cough. And the cooler trap to go next, can I? So good, can we just kill them? Wool, 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 happy. Move on, didn't ask, we sit in the front, didn't go to the side, didn't ask him to cough. So now we finish from the cough impulse, there is nothing bulging or obvious. What would be the second step? What would be? First? Excellent. Second? Three. Four. Montage. How we start now, back in the legs. And then with knee on the left, on the right of the patient. And we inspect. After inspection, what I'm supposed to do? Montaz. How many times of palpation you know? Palpate. Let me walk. Shift. Hey. The motor, get down. Yes. How do you palpate abdomen? We said when we palpate that we'll apply our hand. But for that system or for that organ, I have to do gentle and I have to do deep. Gentle for what? For pain. If you look, any tenderness anywhere. Gablaha, you could ask, do you have any pain anywhere? Yes, I have it in the right. Then you have to start from the left. Mm-hmm. No, I have it in the left. Then start from the right. Then that the maneuver when you do the palpation, you have the point you start, you have to finish it. Tell us. So the left the right iliac fossa, go to the suprapubic, go to the left iliac, go to the lumbar, go to the left upper, and then go to the gastria, then right upper, then lumbar, then back to the right iliac. Okay, that's the way you will go. Now the pain is in the right abdomen left. Left, lumbar, left upper, right upper, lumbar, right lower, and then suprapubic. Then back to the left area where is that I started doing. تمام. فذاتس اباوت ذا سوبرفيشال بالبيشن وي ميشند ات فور اونلي ذا تندرنس وان اند فور سوبرفيشال ماسز اف يود لايك تو جيت اني ماسز فور ذات ثينج. تمام. ناو وي ديد ذا سوبرفيشال بالبيشن وات وي ديد وي سبوز تو دو
اكثر
The deep.
Sir,
what's the
game? Yes, sir. Do we have to go down to the upper thigh or the groin region?
That's good. That's excellent. But we'll do it later. It is generally, when you speak, you're exposed to the mid thigh. But anything you will see, for the root and the meaning, sir, or the female, right? But we'll not ask you to go to that level. If it's. Then after that, by the perforation, we mean abdomen, the pelvic part. It will be accessory for you. Mm-hmm. But in general, yes. When you palpate superficial, it could go, or the scrotum a little bit, go. But that moves over deep than to be a superficial. Then the deep palpation, what's the benefit of the deep palpation?
Same.
Definitely. Deep.
Tenderness.
Let me get down.
Tenderness.
One is tenderness. Good name, superficial, not feel. Most likely deep, not feel. You can feel deep. One, two.
Masses,
excellent. Three. When you do deep palpation, you have to find that there is no pain deep and there is no masses deep. And three. If you find the mass or something, this will be the localization. Three.
Bowel movement.
No, bowel movement is not a palpation.
Huh?
You have to check by the deep organ. Superficial, you can find organ. That is good. Superficial, you, oh yeah, I felt, no, this is the liver, and this is, no, you felt the mass. Superficial, not the tenderness, but there is a mass in the right upper quadrant. Now the deep, start the deep, there is no tenderness, cannot feel anything, and same time, I felt the mass in the right upper quadrant. Start by the deep, you will see, what this mass? The same, when we mention the other maneuver, to see what's that mass in the neck. To go from the lateral, put the scope, neck, feel it, move it, protrude the tongue, that will find you. What's this mass? Like in Magda, I'm going to say, I'm the assassin, this is going to deep palpation, I'll go, oh, this is the liver. Deep palpation, we found there is a mass in the right upper quadrant. Now, is it a liver or no? I'll do the maneuver for the liver palpation, which is in the deep. Start to start with this palpation, start from the point where there's no pain, and go back to that point. You have to be kneeling to the right of the patient. All the way. Now back again with superficial, there is no tenderness, there is no mass. Deep, you will say deep tenderness, mission. No, there is no deep tenderness, there is no mass. Oh yeah, I could feel something in the right upper quadrant. What could be? Could be the liver. This is the second part of the deep tenderness, is to receive the organ. How I examine the liver? I'd like to examine the liver. How? One. Now examine this patient with the liver. And the hepatomegaly. What do you do?
And the hepatomegaly?
Yes.
Just, you have to start at the 2 centimeters.
First thing in the exam.
Take the, to introduce yourself. Simply why you are here. Take permission. Position. After expose, take permission, expose, then the position.
Excellent.
After the position, just you have to inspect. After
excellent.
The inspection,
inspect.
Palpation.
Excellent.
For liver palpation.
This is the second is the deep.
Yeah.
Superficial palpation. There is no masses.
Yeah.
Deep in palpation. I'll set it some mass in the right upper quadrant.
Okay.
Continuous.
Ask.
There is no deep tenderness. There is no other mass. Now, second.
For the liver,
liver.
Ask the patient to have a deep breath, so the liver will go down. You can palpate it down the rib cage.
Mumtaz. This is initiating of the liver. Like in millet, if I felt a mass, I'll start from the lower edge. From the mass, see, is there a lymph? Yes, there is a mass, which is the right upper quadrant, sharp edge, not attached, moving, not moving. Consistency, not consistency attached to the skin, attached to the superficial structure, no. Then is it moving with the breathing? Yes. Now, what's the extension of this mass? If I found the difference in the edge, I'll start to go up and continue. Oh, now I'm touching the chest wall, rib cage.
Uh-huh.
So, Magdal for the rib cage is required. I'll go like this mass extending behind the or up to the level of the rib cage. Then behind that one, How can you set liver behind verification?
Verification.
Best by verification. Well, otherwise, no, you cannot do by the deep verification. But how can I set in kidney? What the maneuver to find the kidney? Mashallah. Excellent. One. It can be one with one hand or two hands. One hand. Excellent. Or
by manual, to put your right hand
behind
under the patient,
okay.
And another one the front, and balloting by one hand and feel it by
that. Okay. But now, how can I examine the sleep? Yes. They help me out with the right. Sleep. From where you will start? If somebody asks you to elicit the sleep, examine the sleep, where you will start? Excellent, where right? Excellent, right under right, upper right, mid right, lower. Excellent. It starts from right ear fossa with the patient and all the way through the umbilicus going to the left upper quadrant. Why? Because this is the extension of the spleen. When it starts with splenomegaly, the lower bone will be directed to the right ear fossa. No? This is one. Second, the same like the floating, if you can do two maneuver, put it behind the chest wall and breast go deep. Now, what will be the size of the spleen to be valuable? Normally, when you can't perfect sleep. No sleep. You cannot perfect sleep. What's the norm? The size. Size of sleep. Then, follow.
Three times
normal. Then, if you start to perfect sleep, that means it's already three times normal size. No? We'll go back again. We'll say, we'll introduce ourselves, explain, and then take a permission, then expose, then the position for myself and the patient. Finished? I'll start by inspection and I have to mention what's in the skin. And then I'll go for other maneuvers if I need during the inspection by changing my position. For the neck, you have to be in the front by inspection. Okay? For the abdomen, I have to be in the foot of the patient, then knee down on the right of the patient. I'll go for palpation after the inspection. I have to be for the neck behind the patient. Okay? Except for the trach, I'll palpate from the front. Otherwise, that's the only one way to palpate in the neck. I have to go immediately in the back. Immediately, automatically. I don't wait for the doctor to say, oh, where are you? No, I'll examine now with the palpation. For the abdomen, I have to be kneeling on the right of the patient. Usually, any palpation has to be gentle and deep. Gentle will set the pain. As a result of this, I'll ask from the beginning, is there any pain anywhere? Yes, here, I'll be far from it, and then go back to that level for the tenderness. Tamam? And for the abdomen, the same thing. Superficial, I'll start from any quadrant and back to that quadrant, which is away from the pain. Deep for the masses, for the deep tenderness, and for the organs, for everybody, and for neck or for the abdomen. Now, what's the extra maneuver I could do? بالنسبة للpalpation, بالنسبة للabdomen. The extra for guarding. What's the difference between guarding and rigidity?
Guarding is produced by the patient himself.
Excellent.
And
rigidity. What's rigidity?
Rigidity is
no muscle. It's involuntary contraction of the muscle. Like this. No way to go inside that thing. But rebound, guarding, no, you could go in, but the patient resists. As much as you go in, you would resist more, or the patient would resist more. But even though the patient is sitting like it, cannot breathe, and all the time when you touch the abdomen is like that, no way not to press it, that's called.